Good evening, darling. I know that you're feeling stressed at the moment. You've possibly got that slight feeling of tightness in your chest when your heart isn't exactly racing, but you can just constantly feel almost like it hasn't got enough room. It's just there like a dull thing in the background, and your breathing keeps quickening, and maybe your thoughts keep racing, or maybe you can't even pinpoint what it is that's making you so stressed. The thoughts aren't there, but the physical feelings still are. And I really want to help you to overcome that today, to let go of those physical and mental things that are causing this barrier for you, and release that happier, more peaceful you that I know is still there lying inside of you. I know that can be very difficult sometimes to believe when you're feeling like this. In fact, for some of us, we can go days, maybe even weeks, without feeling that peace. Particularly those of us who are neurodiverse or have ADHD. It can be very overwhelming sometimes, and very difficult to find that truth inside yourself, that contentness, that happiness, that peace, that's so much closer to who we really are as people. So I'd like you to, if possible, take a sit down or lie down. If you're sitting down, make sure that your feet are firmly touching the floor. If you're lying down, then spread your arms and legs out so that they're soft against the mattress or hard against the floor. And you can really feel that groundedness, that connection to something stable. And we're going to do a breathing exercise now, which you'll be familiar with if you've heard my other comfort audios, but if you haven't, it's very simple. We're just going to breathe in for four, going to hold for four, and then breathe out for four. And I want you to try and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. So breathe in, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four. Very good. We're going to do that again. Breathe in, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four, and out, two, three, four. One more time. Breathe in, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. Very good. Now let your breathing return to normal. But don't worry if you're still aware of it, that's fine. In fact, if at any point during the audio you find that your thoughts are wandering, that's okay. Just acknowledge that. Let it pass and bring your thoughts just back to your breath going in and out. Let yourself become grounded in your breath when you need it. Now, You may find that just simply going through that breathing exercise has helped slow down your thoughts or slow down your heartbeat or relax you somewhat, or it may still be there. You may still feel like that stress is out of control, and that's okay. So this is the point that I want to get across to you now, that no matter how you're feeling right now, no matter what thoughts are going around in your mind, no matter what physical sensations you're feeling, this will pass. And this is not you. This stress does not define you. We all feel like this. Sometimes we feel more like this than others, and sometimes when we're stuck in there, it can feel like nothing else is possible. Like this is just your default. This is who you are. This is what your basic state is, but it's not. You may find it hard to remember what it feels like when you can breathe freer, when you can breathe easy, when these things aren't even a care, when you couldn't even imagine feeling like this. But you do feel like that. You feel like that more than you can possibly remember. Because we tend not to remember those simple times because they're so simple. Those states of mind, those emotions, those chemicals that are going inside us, and it is a chemical reaction. There are hormones at work. There are other kinds of things at work inside your body right now. Whether you're in pure fight or flight response, or whether it's something more dull and constant, there's something going on in your body that's causing that, but that isn't your default state. And you will feel like that again. That peaceful beauty that you are craving right now, it will come back to you sooner than you can possibly imagine. Because even if you can't put down what it is in your life that is stressing you right now, one day, and it may be one day soon, it may be a way in advance, one day the situation is going to resolve itself. Now, if you listen to my nightmare audio, you'll remember there was an exercise that we did where I asked you to write down every single thought that came into your head. And this is also a great exercise when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling anxious or agitated, particularly if you're not sure what it is that's making you feel this way. And when I say write, I will stress this again, I do mean write. Take up a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper and get down every single thought that comes into your head, no matter what it is, no matter how silly it may be. Pure stream of consciousness. Everything from I'm scared about that job interview that I've got coming up to I can't believe that bitch said that thing to me. Or I could really eat a peanut butter sandwich right now. Whatever it is, whatever's there, get that out. Because putting words and putting form to those words, to have them physically in the world, gets them out of you, gets them out of your body. Now, if you want to stop this recording and either go back to the nightmare audio for a longer description of that exercise, or just do that exercise now, please do. Whereas I'm going to carry on talking about these feelings that you may have and how much better it can be. Because there are really only two types of things in the world that stress us. There are the things that we can control, that we can influence, and there's the things that we can't control. Things that we can do something about right now and things that we can't do anything about right now. Right now, as I'm recording this, I've received a parking notice through the mail a few days ago. And it was a quite strongly worded letter saying that I'd received a parking notice several months ago and hadn't paid anything. And I have received absolutely nothing of the sort. I can tell you this because I'm absolutely meticulous about opening mail. Part of my ADHD blessings, I suppose you'd call them. So I've written to the council because I felt very, very stressed and very anxious the moment it came through. I wrote to the council and sent an email saying, I have never heard about this before, please send me the evidence. And that is still in the back of my mind because it's quite a big fine that I may have to pay. A good £200 if I have to pay the late fee as well that they're asking me for. But it's with them now and there is absolutely nothing I can do. Nothing is going to change that situation. There is no physical action I can take. Luckily, the council, or councils in Britain, are duty-bound to automatically put PCNs on hold. As soon as you challenge them in some way. But there is nothing more I can do for the moment. And there was a time when that wouldn't matter. It would still just go round and round in my head, trying to think up crazy plans to deal with it. But now I'm telling myself and reminding myself anytime it comes up that it's in the hands of others right now. And if you've ever done 12 steps before, or any of those kind of plans, this is very much what they mean when they use that quote, let go and let God. Now, I am not going to make any judgment or any statement at all in regarding whether you believe in some kind of spiritual existence or not. Because I don't believe it matters. That whole thing of trying to find in yourself that trust that things will work out in the end. That if there is nothing you can control, if something is beyond your control at this moment, then it is going to be okay. That you have it within yourself to take whatever is going to come, that you are going to survive. And you know you're going to survive because you have survived this far. You are here. In this moment, you are here. You are listening to this audio. And you have been through worse things than what it is you're going through now. Pretty sure you have. And you have overcome those things. And it may have been through a number of reasons that got you through it, but you got through it and you will get through it again. Whatever challenges lie in the future, whatever thing is causing you this stress right now, you will overcome this. Because I know you, my darling. I know you because I know myself and I know what humans are and what we are capable of. So this stress, these feelings, these emotions, these physical sensations that you may have or may find are already waning, they are not you. You are magnificent. You are incredible. You are an amazing, powerful human who has overcome so much already. And I'm not going to tell you that there aren't going to be challenges to come, because there will. But that's what makes the story of your life so amazing. And that's how we all define our lives. That's how the human race defines itself. Our history, our stories. And right now you are building an amazing, incredible story, and you may be in one of those trying, difficult times. But that is just a precursor to what's coming ahead. And it's okay to go through times like this. It's okay to feel like it's too much sometimes. It's okay to feel you need to step away. And I hope that with this, and with anything else I've provided, I have helped you a little bit to step away when you need it. But you are not defeated. Taking a break is not admitting defeat. Taking a moment is not giving up. Looking after yourself and practicing self-care is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of self-knowledge, and that is one of the greatest strengths in the universe. So I want you to take one more deep breath with me now, darling. I'm not going to count you, I'm just going to take the breath myself. But we're going to breathe in, we're going to hold, we're going to breathe out. So with me now. You may be feeling like some of the stress is already gone. You may feel that it's still there. However you feel is okay and valid. And if you want to repeat this audio, please go ahead. Or whatever you need. But remember that you are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are valid and you are loved. And these moments do not define you. Go with peace and go with an answer, my darling. Good night.